The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus told this parable to someone who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the one undivided God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. About 6 years ago, I moved from one house in town to another house, and I had this Prius, and I'd moved everything in this Prius one trip after another. And about halfway through, I said, I should have been taking pictures to send to Toyota, you know, what you can move, you know, moving a whole house in a Prius over the, but getting near the end, I was so proud of all my, you know, how much I was able to do in this. Two of my boys came and they were helping with some of the items and getting some of the appliances in. And they said to me, Dad, let us do this. We'll do this. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they said, no, we'll do this, Dad. And then it hit me, yeah, let them do it. It was one of those moments in life that I had a realization that I've crossed a continental divide. I'm looking at these strong young men, and I'm thinking of myself going, you know, it's time. There is a time I need to pay attention that I can't do this anymore, that what I think I can do. I wanted to move the appliance all by myself. No, that's not going to happen. And they were very gracious in helping out, and it was a good moment. How do we make these transitions? The dryer they were moving didn't change weight in any way. It was my ability to be able to move something like that changed. The refrigerator had not changed in any way. I had changed. How do I acknowledge this element? So much of life, Mace, the presence of God and the love of God stays the same. My experience sometimes changes. What I knew and what I heard in Sunday school of Jesus loves all the children of the world, Jesus, this is very, sometimes might have been a little bit simplistic. I might need to develop a little bit deeper faith in this part of my time in life. And as we get older with the challenges and ages, the passage of Paul talking about, I fought the good fight, he saved me from lions. Well, eventually he died in the Colosseum in Rome. I mean, there was a time in which he had, his faith evolved, and you can even see it in his writing. By the time he wrote his letter to the Romans, it was a very deep, much more developed theology than the First Thessalonians, one of his first letters, where he's like, don't worry, everybody, Jesus will be here any day. By the time it was much, we need to have those developments of our faith. We need to move and progress and allow ourselves. And I love this gospel. It is a great story of, you know, I've come so far. This is so great. I've really, you know, and I'm not like that guy up in the front pew there, that tax collector. And the tax collector is just saying, God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me. And Jesus said, that man who's just praying for mercy, he went away justified. In a modern day, it might be that, you know, we're up here in this part of the church saying, thank you, God, that we're not like, you know, in the AA downstairs and everyone's life's falling apart and they're trying to pull it together. At least I'm kind of holding it together. And sometimes that is a tendency to look at people in need, whether we look at the churches in Haiti, how needy they might be and how we can help them out, or other people in the community, how could we help them out? We have that way of kind of standing at the back of the church, but it flips always around. Because I have been in a groups of AA members who say, well, at least we're not like all those hypocrites up front. We're the real church down below. It's the same thing. We all have this, become the righteous person at the back. How we view that, and even if your life is falling apart, be proud of that. God's mercy is for all of us. But all of us need to continue to grow and develop. And if I am finding myself, the righteous man in the back of the church, I'm doing pretty good, but God, there's a lot still falling apart. And I'm just one step of being from where that man was in the front. And the man in the front saying, oh God, have mercy on me. I've also got to get up at some point and not just keep beating myself down. God, I'm so horrible. God, you couldn't do anything with me. I'm so horrible. At some point, God says, get up. You're my child. I've redeemed you. I've forgiven you. And I've got a mission for you. There is a sense that we need to have these transitions and movements in our life. This is why one of the elements of my relationship with you is that every 5-6 years I have a sabbatical. It's essential because what happens if that time in that relationship with the parish, you need to start things over in a different way. I've talked to different pastors over the years, and when I began my ministry, I could see, that old pastor, he's been in the parish all these years, and he still has the same books he had in seminary, and he had a professor, he had the same lessons and lessons that he would speak, and he had these yellowed notes, and I was, he's just saying the same thing over and over again. There is that element that we need to renew ourselves. When I came here, I fell in love with this parish. That was a parish almost 30 years ago. Sabbaticals to get away and come back and fall in love all over again with people. And there's a lot of different people that were here now than were here 30 years ago. And Ann Garnes, who used to come to the 8 o'clock service, faithful, wonderful woman, kept this parish going for many years. She had made a comment one time, says, well, in the course of one's life or a woman, you might, if you married, you really have three husbands. And her fact, she did. She said, it says you're really lucky, though, if that your three husbands all have the same name. And there is that element that we change, and I'm very different from where I was. In fact, I disagree with some of the sermons. I read, look at old sermon and all the notes are like, oh, you said that. There are different things in the course of our life. How do I accept that I'm not moving that refrigerator anymore? This is not a part of my life. I could before. And spiritually, developing and moving in a different direction. How do we accept and somehow find that grace of God that's going to move us? Good religion is going to help us to see ourselves and be open to acknowledge something different. Bad religion just reinforces what we've always known. It's got to be this way, and it's never going to change. And the church better be behind me on this issue. This is important. And one of my first pastoral calls when I was ordained was a man who wanted communion brought to him, but he wanted the old prayer book. And I, all fresh, but exciting with all the new prayer book issues that had come out, I'm like, okay, well, I'll go back and look at the old prayer book. And I brought the 1928 prayer book with me in communion, and he wouldn't let me in the house because I had that heathen Book of Common Prayer, the 1928 new book that he wouldn't let in. He wanted the 1800 book. He didn't want that new stuff. And I was like, and I had to go dig up an older prayer book. It's like, what do you do with this? It was one of those moments of, aha, we all have this that we hold on to. Close it, I'll never let go of this. This, it doesn't fit anymore though. There is a certain level of our life that we need to acknowledge. God isn't changing, but our relationship to God is. It should be growing. And as any relationship with anyone, my relationship to my two boys that were helping, they're still my little babies. Now they're grown. It's a different relationship. How we engage with each other has got to adapt. That also applies to our spiritual life. How do we adapt? How do we find ourselves experiencing God? And a true faith will help us look at this and say, you may have been doing this all along, but it's wrong. You know, the doctor who realizes that all the prescription what I've been doing for many years, that turns out that the science is proving that that isn't helpful. Well, the theology that I've been thinking all my life, this is the way it should be, man, I might need to look at it differently. I need to also look and see if my devotional booklet that I read every day and I open it up and it says September 2nd, that was where the bookmark is. Oh, I haven't been doing this for a while. Maybe I need to kind of keep up with this. What is it that has slipped? What is it that has moved? Or where is it in my own journey of faith that I, as a, like a sabbatical, come back and fall in love with the parish and this relationship continues? We need to find that we're falling in love with Jesus again. We need to find that moment of aha, where it's not, I'm holding on to the Jesus I knew 30, 40, 50 years ago. There's a, the Baptist church, Wayne's always complaining about, I was born again on 1105, 35 years ago at this time, at this service. I loved it when George H.W. Bush made the great comment when asked about being born again. He said, I was born again, I was born again a number of times, and I hope I keep being born again. That there be that aha, that, oh, yes. In the same way with my wife or my children, I say, yes. That the people, the community in which I live, it's not, well, you're not doing it the way it was 40 years ago. That this is some exciting new stuff going on. And the life of our parish, as we're finishing the renovations, we're beginning a new chapter. And we can hold on to all the characters in the past and just kind of keep reading over those chapters over and over again. Or we could start the next chapter and be the characters that others will be looking back on and seeing how our life of the soul of this parish has evolved. It's time for us to be renewed. It's time for us, as we renewed the outer building of this, to now say, okay, Jesus wants to renew our relationship. And to look inside and to take that moment, and can I be converted again? Can I somehow find that aha that brings me back to who I am? My grandmother years ago told me that, she said, I'm still 14 years old inside. I said, no, you're not, Grandma. You've always been an old person. But I get it now. I get it. And there is that point in which we come back to the same place where we had the aha moments throughout our life. That encounter with God is the same. But how the circumstances and where that leads us is a new adventure and a new place. We pray today for the courage to not just stand in the back and make our comments about what should be done or what has been done, but rather to come back on our knees again and say, yeah, we did well, but boy, we got a ways to go, God, and have mercy on us. And some things, we've gotten some things wrong, and then have the courage again to stand up and say, okay, I am a child of God. I've been forgiven. The mercy of God has come into this place. The angels of God have touched us. The love of God, the Spirit of God that led Paul to say at the end of his life, I have fought the good fight. God has been with me, and I have the courage to go into that Colosseum knowing that nothing is going to ever separate me from the love of God, nor height, nor depth, nor anything. We've been called to be missionaries in the state of Maine. We've been called to this parish for a reason, and we now have to face it. What is this, O Lord? We're in a new place, and yet it's the same place where we were a few months ago, and yet everything is different. Amen.